Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, good morning.
All right, here we go. Shalom, good morning. Excuse me. Welcome once again to another episode of Sword Troopers in Bible Talk. My name is Mashaba. Well, the teachers here with the ISBHPK, that's the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge, located here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our classroom address here in Albuquerque is 770 Suite F, Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110 being the zip code here. As you know, we have affiliate schools located in Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, and also now Norfolk, Virginia. We have school locations in these locations now as well. As I go here and pull up the class schedule, we know that the class schedule in San Antonio, the school is located at Port. my goodness. I'm going to pull it up. All my numbers is jumbled in my head right now. It's 4219 Shenandoah Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 72-17, being the zip code there. Again, the school in San Antonio is located at 4219 Shenandoah Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 72-17, being the zip code there. As you know, they have classes from Tuesdays through Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and again on Fridays from 8 p.m. to 11. We invite you to check them out. As they break bread and have classes there in San Antonio. If you're in the Houston area, 8524 South Braeswood Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77071, being the zip code there. They have classes every Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And again on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. as well. And all these are local standard times and locations that I'm calling out. And then they have a Sabbath class. A ceremony they put on every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We invite you to check them out on their YouTube channels as well. As you know, you go to ISBHPK Live, the YouTube channel ISBHPK Live, or the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. Again, every Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Imagine on Sundays, they produce a kids show, kids classes. You catch them from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that's on ISBHPK Kids. That's on ISBHPK Kids. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe to 5 Minutes of Wisdom YouTube channel, where Kazakia puts out 5 Minutes of Wisdom randomly. Go ahead and check that out. As you know, the business that they have established in Houston is called Sweet Ambiance. Located at First Colony Mall. We invite you to check them out. Also, go to the website. The webpage is now up, sweetambiance.com. All right, sweetambiance.com, where you can order the latest in aromatherapy, essential oil, Bath & Body Works fragrances, sweetambiance.com, being the website there. And then also, as you know, Kazaki is open a brand new school in Norfolk, Virginia. They actually started broadcasting live on their YouTube channel, ISBHPK Norfolk. Their school location is 2610 Granby Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23517, being the zip code there. And we invite you to go and check them out there in the Norfolk, Virginia location of ISBHPK Norfolk. All right. They also have a kiosk set up at MacArthur Center Mall, located at 300 Monticello Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510 being the zip code there. Sweet Ambiance, we invite you to go and check them out there in at the mall there in Norfolk, Virginia. And then again here, ISBHPK Albuquerque, 7710 Manal Boulevard, Suite F. Albuquerque, Mexico, 87110. I'm joined this morning by the brother Yanawathan. As we wait for some of the other brothers and family to show up this morning, I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. We have been away for a while. Last week we took the several families with, along with the children on a camping trip, and it was very fruitful. It was very productive. A chance to get some real bonding in. Oh man, this is trying to hit me this morning. I'm trying to get a chance to get some real bonding in as we went up to the to Hedas Mountains to Sendero Peak, right? Sendero Peak, if I'm saying it correctly. And we spent a week out there, and also spent some time in Santa Rosa at the Santa Rosa State Park, and also the Blue Hole located out there in Santa Rosa. And it was very, very enlightening, if you will. It was very, very it was an adventure, to say the least, as we're getting back, touching in Albuquerque and trying to get back on our class schedule, trying to get back on our class schedule. With that being said, I guess with this morning's class, that might be a little too deep. One thing I'm discovering as we're teaching some of these children now, my children as well as some of the other kids, is really getting down to the understanding of giving a babe milk and understanding basics to where what I'm thinking is basics is really not. Let me see here. Everybody give me 1 minute. I'm play some music. Give me 1 minute. I need to figure out exact. I had a topic in mind for this morning, but that's not gonna be a good one. So let me come up with another one. We'll be right back. Okay. So much. My head right now is twisted. Trying to imagine how when you had only the one room schoolhouses, mm-hmm. and you had all the grades in that one room with that one teacher.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around how she taught all them different students at those different levels. Wow. You know, I'm trying to think about everybody. It's not even like we have a lot of people in class right now, but trying to make sure for the youngsters right now, trying to be examples and expound and get their participation going. But then from them being at the age they're at, come all the way up to men who've been in the truth for a while, been in the truth for a minute, and trying to keep them engaged right now. It's got my mind right now twisted. Like, I want to go to the scriptures. I want to go over their classes. I want to go over right now. But yes, I'm thinking about all the different spirits of people that we have right now. Just damn. Just trying to address it. Think about each one needs to get addressed. Oh, man. And it's good. It's a good feeling.
Going from a doctorate level to a kindergarten level.
Yeah, kind of.
So that everybody can understand. It'd be like, you know, like Christ teaching multitudes. You know, you got different levels of understanding there, but he taught it as a parable. But when the disciples got together, they asked the question.
Okay. Hi. I just sent you a link. Me and the boys can go over there today. Okay. I can go ahead and get the bags for the incense that I'm gonna do up, and we can also buy some. If we're gonna buy some bags to put the what we sell, we can go ahead and put that. I can purchase that today. That'll give me and the boys something to do. When the roll-outs get here. And we ordered the amber ones, right? I'm going to see if I can find a roll-on bottle. And probably go here to Office Depot. Or Staples. And see if I can find just labels. Small labels that we can... might be able to just print heavily scented.
I think I still have that template that we made when we were doing it from different colors, not colors, but different scents over at Pistol.
You can send it to me, let me see it. And I can see if I can, if we can find just something that just says heavily scented, just put our name on it. We only got a gross of the amber. As we're building, it'd be good to get like a gross of amber for men. And we're going to get like maybe the blue ones or the pink ones. Probably the pink ones for women's sense. Okay. So we can separate the two. So in case we can't make a label for everybody or for everything. I might do that. We got the list of oils that we did order. So let's make some money first.
Okay.
Let's make some money first. But what I'm thinking about doing is give me and my boys something to do. If I can find a roll on. I'm sorry, go ahead. I got some. I should have one right here somewhere also. But what I would like to do is to give me and my boys something to do. So, God, they're bored out of their minds. I got to keep them occupied. Take them over to Staples. I take them over to or Office Depot or whatever. And we find a label that will fit the bottle. And then we can come back over here, try and print some up of the since we know what oils we ordered, then maybe I can just print up a whole sheet of saying like we ordered Juve. They print up a whole sheet of labels of just Juve. Heavily scents, Juve. Then, what somebody says, you got a label for it. We go ahead and put the label on there, tape it, they're good to go. I've done that before, so I can make, if me and my boys can do that, I'll give them something to do. We can make that happen. We can go over to this fixture store, get the bags for the incense. Still not sure how we're going to do the chocolate just yet.
Does this book sound familiar? Gold Sugar, Anna for Women, Hearts and Daggers, Hippie Kid.
No.
Jump the Toe of Joy.
It does not sound familiar.
Thank you.